Hello and welcome to Transformative Taskmaster, the podcast by fans, for fans, and about fans. This week, TK talks Taskmaster education with Dr. Ali Struthers and James Blake Lobb. It's a long chat about what Taskmaster education and Taskmaster Club are all about, and how the show is used in schools as a teaching tool.
Welcome, James and Ali, to the Transformative Taskmaster podcast.
Hello. Thank you.
Good to see you.
All right, so let's just out of the way, let's get a brief rundown on who the both of you are. So, James showed up first. So, James, if you wanna kind of introduce yourself and what your role is here.
Yeah, sure. So my name's James. I am the co-head of Taskmaster Education with Dr. Ali Struthers. So yeah, over to you, Ali.
Oh, right. That was a very quick introduction.
Yeah. I mean, I you said brief, right? You know,
I've got to be succinct. So yeah, I'm Ali. I am the other co-head of Taskmaster Education. I do that for 2 days of my working week. And for 3 days of my working week, I am a university lecturer at Warwick Law School. But part of that involves running school tasking, which is slightly different to Taskmaster Education, but we will come on to, and we'll come on to that later.
Yes.
Yeah, so I've got a few different hats.
Awesome. Yeah. So yes, so we will cover the different branches that are under Taskmaster Education, but can you give me like your elevator pitch for like what Taskmaster Education is?
Yeah. Is that me? Okay, I'll do that. We take the joy and wonderment and silliness of Taskmaster, and we use it with young people to develop creativity, problem solving, reasoning, and many other really vital sort of soft skills, 21st century skills. I think you have them in the States, don't you? 21st, are they the 24 C's or the 4 C's that you have as a 21st century skills? But that stuff, we use it to develop those skills with young people of all ages. So they have a lot of fun, super engaging, whilst, yeah, learning some vital life skills.
Nice. Ali, does that pretty much cover it? Do you have anything to add?
I think it does. Sorry, my daughter is whining at the door, so I wanted to actually. I've sent a text message to my husband to say, please remove my child from the door. So I'm sure James covered it all. And now, once she's removed, I will be absolutely listening.
This is a classic meme. Is it the BBC guy that had his daughter?
It's like running? The BBC. It's like the. It's reality of juggling Brilliant. Work and parenting life, isn't it?
Perfect.
I mean, it's reality.
Right.
But yeah, James is very good with the elevator pitch of what we do. So I'm sure he absolutely nailed it.
Well, thanks.
Awesome. Yeah. Now, okay, so we do have a couple different branches under the Taskmaster Education umbrella, such as school tasking and Taskmaster clubs. So what are all the different branches and how do they differ from one another?
So the Taskmaster Club is something that myself and Natalie run together, and it began life as an after-school club. I don't know, you do that in the States?
Yeah.
So in the UK, we do, so kids stay at school for an hour or so after school, and they will, I think they might go to a football club, soccer club, or they might go to an art club, and they can also now go to Taskmaster Club as well, which is great. And so primary school kids, mostly sort of age sort of 7 to 11, that was kind of where it started. Then, but now it's broader. It's being used for secondary school kids, so from 11 till 15 as well. It's being integrated into the curriculum, and it's also being used in sort of special ed schools for children with social, emotional, mental health difficulties. Really helps them build their teamwork and problem solving. So Taskmaster Club is a club that anyone can buy anywhere in the world and run with the kids in their school or their setting, whatever that might be, or home ed network or however it is. And it is Alex Horn, who you may have heard of, sets the tasks from the Taskmaster house. So it's him authentically, mostly in the lab, but generally around the place, setting tasks. And the teacher or whoever's running the club gets to take on the role of the Taskmaster and be super judgmental for their young people and tell them, like for objective tasks, really easy. You know, if you've built the highest tower, it's really easy to see which one's taller. But for the best piece of artwork made out of toilet roll or loo paper, I don't know, what do you call loo roll?
We
Toilet roll.
call it toilet paper.
Toilet paper. Okay, good. That I just you so we know what we're talking about. You know, if it was the best piece of artwork made out of toilet paper, much more subjective. And sometimes a 9-year-old might think they've done a great job when in fact, when compared, they might not get 5 points. And so it's a bit trickier for the taskmaster. But yeah, the teacher gets to take on the role of the taskmaster, with Alex setting the tasks via a video, and you get teaching resources to go with that. And there are four tasks per session. It starts, as is tradition, with a prize task, which the children, this is the bit that really develops the speaking and listening skills, the reasoning skills. So if I said to you, I don't want to put you on the spot because I haven't time to think about this, but if I said, what is the best thing with wheels? I want you to bring that in, the best thing with wheels. Have you got a thought off the cuff, or is that too? I tell you what, if I give you some examples, maybe you can choose which one. You can be the taskmaster. That's probably kinder. So it might be, you might say, and it's all about the reasoning, like I say. So it might be an aeroplane is the best thing with wheels because we get to travel the world and we get to experience different cultures and try different foods. And another group might say, no, an ambulance is the best thing with wheels because it helps save people lives. And yeah, okay. And then someone else might say, no. Toby's wheelchair is the best thing with wheels because it gives Toby independence. Now, you as the taskmaster have to decide which of those is the best thing and which is, what do you think? What would be the best one?
Right, yeah. I mean, my initial thought was like a car, you know, because that's
Okay.
your typical mode of transport or something like that. But I do really like the wheelchair one because you
Yeah.
don't realize how inaccessible the world is until you are in that position, you
Right.
know?
Yeah.
And so that would definitely be a good, what we in the
That's
education business call a teaching point.
for sure. And really hard if like the Toby in the wheelchair is in the room and they're referencing that
That's
kid,
true.
and they could then go, no, 1 point for him. That's not okay. Ambulances are better. Yeah. So it kicks off like that. So it kicks off with a prize task. Then there's a warm-up task. So oh, the big difference, I suppose, with Taskmaster Club is that it's all of the tasks are team tasks. So it's all about developing teamwork. And that's the big difference from the show, which does have the sort of the downside that often the groups of kids are in the same room. So for the week one, they look around and go, oh, that's a good idea. Let's copy a bit of that. Whereas on the show, they all do them blind, and that's beautiful to see the different approaches. But as they go through it, they learn that actually copying someone else is not going to get you the big points, and try and think more creatively. That's what really helps. So it starts with a prize task. Then we have a warm-up task, which is just a quick task. It was 6 or 7 minutes. Then there's the main task. The main task they get longer for. They get 10 minutes to prepare it. It might be you've got to build something, design something, choreograph something, or act something out, whatever it is. They have to put this together, and then they'll all get time to show their performance, or they'll attempt their sporting maneuver, or whatever it might be. So the tasks are really varied. And then there's a lovely bit after the main task, and they've scored that. They'll then have sort of 3 or 4 minutes to watch part of the show, heavily edited, so it's U-rated, and it's okay for every, like, if there is anything in it that could be possibly, think of your most sort of conservative school setting and think, could this offend anybody? We take it out. We just make sure it's not in there. But what it does do, it so the task we show is based on, so the main task that we do is based on the task that we show. So it might not be exactly the same because not every primary school has a cement mixer, so we can't exactly do that task. But it might be about devising your own game using something. So then we'll show them what the comedians did, and they will then get to go, oh, okay, right, we can try it like this, or we think differently, or think more creatively. And that's a really different approach. And often, isn't that cheating? Well, all the information's on the task, and it didn't say you couldn't do that. So they start to sort of bend the rules a bit. And over the weeks of attending the club, they start to see it a bit differently and understand that there are different ways to approach a similar task. And just because that group over there were doing it one way, actually your way might be better. So they see that. And then the final task is the if you have time task, which as it says, is if they have time to do it. Because some clubs they whiz through and there's a little bit of time left at the end, and other times they have to pick up all the carnage that they've created in the classroom. It's never that bad, honestly. Yeah, so there's four tasks in every episode, and then at the end of each episode, Alex sets the prize tasks for the next session, so that they go away and think about what the best thing with wheels is, or whatever it might be, and then I could either bring that thing in. If it's Toby's wheelchair, they can do that. If it's an aeroplane, they might have to just explain it, but it comes back to that justification. So that's what Taskmaster Club is, and that is available for anyone that works with young people anywhere in the world, from elementary or grade, whatever grade they are. It works across the board, because it's the way the children approach the task that differentiates it, right? It's not that the task can be done, any of us can approach these tasks. We'll have a different way of doing it, and that's what, so it works for all ages, because they're quite broad. But that's Taskmaster Club, but I should definitely hand over to Ali for what school tasking is and how that's a bit different.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, sure, and I don't have a child at the door anymore, which is a good thing. And I guess just picking up on the Taskmaster education thing, it may be nice to mention that we have a few other things going on as well. We have content in a children's magazine, for example, called Aquila, which is a UK-based children's magazine where we set tasks and an activity every second edition, so every second month, which is really fun. And we love partnerships with people, so we've had loads of really fun collaborations. As part of Taskmaster Club, we quite often have collaborations. So we worked with, there's this great YouTube channel called Kids Invent Stuff, which you may or may not have heard of, where they take children's invention ideas and they make them, and they're brilliant. And we did you've probably seen the Alex Horn testing our invention at Taskmaster House. So we collaborated with that. They came and did they set the prize task for an episode of Taskmaster Club, which was to design the best invention, or to help Alex be the best Taskmaster's assistant ever. So the winning entry was this wonderful drivable bath that shoots out tasks and poops out ducks. It was great fun. We almost killed Alex. We didn't kill Alex, fine, all good. But we've had some other really nice task setters as well. We've had Hannah Fry setting a maths-based task. Are you familiar with Hannah Fry in the States?
Yes,
professor, very, very clever lady. And we've got the amazing Dame Dr. Maggie Adairn-Pocock coming on for the upcoming block of clubs. She's a very, very accomplished space scientist. Mm-hmm. She does loads of cool stuff for kids. She writes amazing books for kids, and she's setting a space-based prize task. So that's always fun, bringing people in, doing some lovely collaborations. And we have collaborations with other people doing amazing things with kids as well. We've been working with Chance to Shine, who are a cricket charity, trying to get kids playing cricket across. You don't play cricket really in America.
No, we don't. But,
trying to get cricket. I mean, we don't play in Scotland either. I'm Scottish, right. So I'm with you.
Yes, it's on the rise. It'll be taking over soon.
It's coming.
It's on the rise. But we're doing with Andy Zaltzman's involved in that. He set the kids some really fun.
Oh, that's exciting.
He's like cricket aficionado. And then we've had some great competitions and partnerships going on with other organizations. We've got one going on with a company called Too Simple at the moment as well, that everybody can get involved with. So loads of really fun. The great thing about being involved with the Taskmaster universe is it's so much fun, and it's so joyful that everybody wants to work with you. So we get to work with really cool people, which is fantastic. But school tasking, I will briefly mention school tasking. I won't go into it in a huge amount of detail, but with I'm an academic at Warwick University, but I'm also director of widening participation. I don't think you use that term in America. It basically just means taking universities out into local, less advantaged areas and working with schools that traditionally don't have a lot of children who progress to higher education. Mm-hmm. So we're going out, we're taking the university out to those schools and showing them how amazing it is to learn about these things that we're doing in universities, and to hopefully inspire them, or encourage them to just even consider higher education as an option for them. So school tasking is an outreach project. We call it outreach when we go out into the schools. And it started, because I'm a Taskmaster fam, in 2021, I just thought, well, wouldn't it be fun to use the format of Taskmaster, because it's so joyful and it's like supportively competitive in the most wonderful of ways and so inclusive. I thought, well, I'm going to see if we can use this to get to do more outreach work with younger children. Outreach work tends to be done at what we would term secondary education where the kids are thinking about that next step, whether they're going to university or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been of the mindset you need to do that earlier, because kids can have fixed their ideas by the time they get to secondary school, but
yep.
the university is not for them, or it's not the trajectory that they would be on. You know, they might not have even considered it. So you need to get the kids enthusiastic from a young age. And I think a lot of universities are now realizing that. They're like, oh yeah, okay, we need to be going out into schools. And Taskmaster is so much fun that I was like, I'm going to use Taskmaster with the schools that we work with, and tested it with a few of our local schools. James was a teacher at the time, and we had his kids in his school who were our Taskmasters. And I at one point, it just occurred to me that I should probably ask permission to do this. So I got in touch with Alex and just said, I'm doing this. Is this okay? And he was basically like, it's probably fine, but let me just check. And it got sent to the powers that be at Avalon.
Mm-hmm.
And they got in touch with me, and I thought, I'm going to get in trouble. But they were so enthusiastic, and they said, you know, we'd love to work with you. We love what you're doing. And that's how kind of Avalon got behind the project a little bit, and were really supportive of what we were doing. And then Taskmaster Education was born through that relationship and working with James. And so that was all really lovely. And school tasking has now grown just because everybody loves the joy that it brings, I think. So it started, as I say, at Warwick. We piloted it at Warwick with six schools. Then we did a double pilot year where it was running at Warwick University and also at the University of Edinburgh with the brilliant Lindsay Jack, who is just a wonderful human being, who took it up to Edinburgh. And that was the start of the spread. And it now runs at 34 universities across the UK and Ireland, and they all work in regions. The kids do tasks that are law-based, because it's a legal outreach project. And people say, what's law got to do with Taskmaster? And I'm like, my comeback is always, Taskmaster is a show about law. You don't realise it, mm-hmm. but it's all about arguing about what a rule means. It's all about trying to argue
that Frankie Boyle series.
Yeah, we're trying to argue that your interpretation of the word is correct and the other person's is not, and trying to impress a judge. It couldn't be more a show about law. It's basically like Law and Order.
Right.
basically.
The same thing, yeah.
So we teach them a little bit about law in a really fun way. They do a task based on that learning. Then the universities, they all work in a little region together. So we split the country into six different regions, and Ireland has a region as well. And then the winning school from each of those university competitions competes in our regional final, of which there are obviously six. In fact, there are seven, because the North splinters into two. And then the winners of each of those finals comes to Warwick University. We've got a big art centre on campus. We do essentially the grand final, which is hosted by Alex. And by that point, the kids have earned the right to just lark about on stage with Alex.
Right.
And they just do amazingly fun tasks, like throwing beanbags into his hat, or hiding in the auditorium, or some new ones that we've got planned for this year. So I won't give any spoilers about those, but that's happening next month. So it's nice. Just this, the school tasking is this just joyful sort of competition that works with children who very often don't have these kinds of experiences. They're quite often reserved for schools that have a lot of money or schools that have a lot of time, and we say, no, this is just for you guys. You know, it's for the schools that are quite often overlooked or miss out on these kinds of opportunities. So
yeah, that's really
that's
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of have a similar thing in this. I mean, the United States are huge, you know, massive country, so I'm sure it differs between states. But when I was living in, I was going to university in Pennsylvania, which is over on the East Coast, and we kind of had a similar thing, but we were all musicians. So we came in and did like a concert, you know, for like kind of inner city schools type of thing. And then we got to show off our instruments afterwards and everything like that. It was really cool. So, but yeah, I mean, Taskmaster definitely is like such a fun thing to be able to do and give yourself, kind of like give yourself and the kids, you're allowed to do these things, you know, that you normally wouldn't be allowed to do, like give them permission. So do you find that, like, what percentage of the kids would you say have seen Taskmaster already when you go into the schools? Like, I'm sure you go in and you're like, how many of you have heard of Taskmaster? You
know? Yeah, very, very few to begin with. Absolutely. Yeah. It is We have what's called a watershed here. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's a post 9 o'clock show
Yeah.
because there's adult themes and content, and we have a bleeped version that goes out as well, that is all profanity is removed. But yeah, it's definitely not a kids' TV show, right? As much as we're using the concept of it to aim it at young people, it's definitely not. That's not what Alex had in mind when the
Right.
show was devised.
Yeah.
So no, I'd say very few to begin with, but they soon get the idea. And having Alex on the screen the whole time is great. And so yeah, as they go through the sessions, they see the clips from the show. They really get to know it. We've also had, as well as the bleeped version, we've also had Junior Taskmaster last year as well, which gives our sort of like that was. Very much, it was sort of 10, 11-year-olds, wasn't it, that were taking part in
Yeah,
that.
like
So
nine
they've,
through 11, I think. Yeah.
yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it was like year 5 and 6 that in the UK that were able to apply for it. Which is, yeah, it's getting a few younger fans engaged early on. But no, I wouldn't say a lot of them know it before we get there. Those that do really get it and have a great advantage when it comes to thinking in that way,
Yeah.
and how to approach. And they always, yeah, do we need to look under the table? How do we? Do we need to? What do we need
You
to
can't
do?
always tell the kids they're familiar. I had a great experience once going into a
They don't
school
trust us.
where,
That's the trouble.
yeah, where I said this. I think this was in school task, but I said to the class I was leading one of the sessions, and on the screen was the photo of Greg and Alex. And I said, "Does anybody know who that is on the screen?" And one of the kids went, "Little Alex Horne." And I'm like, "Yeah, you've seen the show." Like you can tell. You're like, "Yeah, okay."
Now, with the addition of Junior Taskmaster, into the Taskmaster universe, did that show airing bring any additional excitement to the kids in the Taskmaster education programs? Like, were they like, "Oh, I've seen Junior Taskmaster," or like, was it pretty much the same numbers
Well,
wise?
yeah, no, it definitely helps in terms of the pupil recognition of the show. The people that are signing up for the clubs aren't the kids anyway. It's the
Right.
enthusiastic Taskmaster fan teachers
Yeah.
that are going, there's a what? Then we can do Taskmaster. What? With kids? Oh, brilliant. Yeah, we'll bring it to our school. So yeah, no, it didn't have a huge difference in that respect, but actually there are certainly some children, if you, or yeah, you need to know which ones they are, but there are definitely some children that are in that series that have also attended Taskmaster Club, and I kind of feel like that was they got their training with us before then getting to be on Junior Taskmaster. Yeah, there were some kids that have done both. We
That's
know.
cool. Yeah, that's awesome. So, did you get to be involved with the production of Junior Taskmaster outside of those kids, or not really?
Not so much the production. We were lucky enough to attend some of the recordings, and we helped with the pilot in terms of recruiting a little bit, because we're working with these schools, and so we've got a bit of a network with children that are that way inclined, that understand that way of thinking, that might be good at it, that might have a bit of a background in understanding how Taskmaster works. So yeah, we helped a little bit with that, but no, it's definitely a different arm of the TV production side of it is not our specialist subject. We're the educators
We did have
for
some of
sure.
the casting team came along to see some of what we were doing in action, which was nice. So it gave
Sure.
them a nice sense of how children were reacting to tasks, and that was quite a nice element that they were keen to see a Taskmaster with kids in action during that casting process. And the casting team were absolutely lovely, and they were very engaged, and they asked us a lot of questions. And But they're very competent. They went off and did it, without us. But it was nice, that they got to see what we were doing as well a little bit
Right. Yeah.
on the other side of
Convenient to
things.
have like a pre-pilot pilot almost
Yeah,
for them to check
for
out.
sure.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, you were saying that some of the goals for Taskmaster education is to, get students to be like, "Oh, maybe I should go to university, or maybe I should get into law or study law." But what other things are you finding that children benefit from the program that like in other ways, basically?
Yeah, so from Ali's perspective, definitely we're starting from a law view and university. For me, we started off I started off using it in my school during we have an anti-bullying week once a year, and we wanted our children in our school to be communicating with each other in a positive way and just being a bit nicer to each other, right? Because kids are kids, and but sometimes, you know, maybe a little bit too forthcoming with their opinions, and we need to sort of like soften how they approach them, right? And to get the best out of each other. So that's where we came to it from. But the sort of unintended side effects of this thing have gone way beyond any of us could have imagined. There's been clubs using it for all sorts of reasons. It builds, like we talked about, teamwork and resilience and creativity and problem solving. But we've now got special schools using it as well. So particularly the social, emotional, mental health side it's really helping certain young people that really struggle. The one head I'm thinking of particularly was speaking to me about saying, you know, our kids really aren't great at problem solving and teamwork. Like, not good at all. I was like, oh, is it not worked well? Then he said, no, it's exactly what we need. There just aren't programs out there like this that we can bring into the school and develop those exact skills that are so crucial in this increasingly automated AI driven society, that by the time our young people are leaving to get jobs, they really are going to need those interpersonal skills and be able to read a room and work together. That's the stuff that's going to be make them employable. And so yeah, there's that stuff. What else? Attendance. That's a weird one. I wasn't imagining. But if you've got, if used as an intervention, particularly in secondary schools, used as an intervention, and saying, right, every kid, we'll get them in on Tuesday afternoon. We'll make sure they're in for Taskmaster Club, and then they'll also be in for something, you know, it's yeah, like I say, it's going far beyond anything we imagined when we sort of started to create these silly fun tasks, that actually the positive impact it's having is crazy. Far beyond.
The really nice thing about it, whether it's Taskmaster education, Taskmaster clubs, school tasking, whatever program it is that we're talking about, the really beautiful thing about it is the same as what is beautiful about the show, is that it's not any particular skill set that is prioritized or that does particularly well at Taskmaster Club. Every child, no matter what their talent or skill or interest, they will bring something to their team, and they will have that moment of contributing and, you know, finding something that they're really good at, finding something they're really passionate about. And I think that's what makes it so wonderfully inclusive. And it is just the same as the show, right? As in Jack Bernhard has done these stats that, you know, the academic types, the Oxbridge types are not necessarily the ones who do best at Taskmaster, because they're maybe too cerebral, and actually you need a little bit of practical, you know, skill and a little bit of common sense. So that's quite nice, in that it's not always the academic kids that do well. It's not always the sporty kids. It's not necessarily the talented orators or the musicians. Or everybody gets that moment of, I'm going to nail this task. This is the task for me. And that really can build up children's confidence like nothing else, because it's unique in that way. In the other clubs, they tend to be, like, it'll be a musical club, or it'll be football club, or it'll be this, you know. And if you're not good at that particular thing, you're not going to get that confidence boost by going, and you'll get better over time, but there will be people who have a natural talent and who are going to constantly outshine you at it every week, whereas in Taskmaster Club they might outshine you one week and they're absolutely terrible at the next task, and you're going to be like, I'm going to nail this one. So that's, I think, what we find, is that it's just like the show. It's so uplifting, and it really does bring out the best in children. When we get feedback from teachers that essentially says, you know, like, these kids, if they're quite underconfident to begin with, and things like the prize task, where you do have to justify your choice and, you know, you have to speak in front of the group, they quite often say that they don't want to do it the first week, and they'll get somebody else to talk, and they're not going to. And then as the weeks go on, maybe as they get, you know, more, a bit more competitive and a bit more like, oh, well, we could win this, and that confidence builds, they'll have the ability to just say, this is what I've brought, and this is why it's great. And that, I think, is so nice to hear, when we get that feedback that children are coming out of their shells. And we saw this in the school tasking project as well. And James, even with your taskmasters, right? Some of the taskmasters weren't necessarily the most confident kids. And then they went up on stage in front of 1,000 people and were judging the tasks and kind of owning James. I mean, like, I think we should give them this score. And,
yeah.
You know, it's so nice to see. It's just so wonderful to see.
Yeah, one of the tricky things about being a teacher is that you kind of have a set curriculum that you have to teach, right? And there's only so much time that you get to teach a certain thing, and there's only so many ways that you can explain it, you know, before you're like, we have to move on, you know, and everybody learns differently. And it's just so hard because you're like, I want every kid to succeed, but every kid is different. Every kid is an individual person. So having them be in a situation where it's like a taskmaster, like you can take this and run with it where whatever your brain says, this is what makes sense to me. That's what I'm going to do. Like, that's so freeing for the kids, I bet.
Like, for that. Like, yeah. Bit lateral thinking and thinking differently is rewarded in Taskmaster Club, but it's not necessarily rewarded very much in the education system generally, is it? You know, doing something different is not necessarily rewarded. You know, you're meant to just toe the line. Whereas in Taskmaster Club, it's like, yeah, you've done something absolutely off the wall. We love it. 5 points.
Yeah. Now, you recently published an article on school tasking where, you know, they're like all of the things that have been going on and all of the effects, the positive outcomes and stuff. Are you going to be following the long-term outcomes of the students who have been involved with the program?
That's a wonderful question. And it's one of these things that would be so magnificent to do, but it's so difficult. And this makes any, because obviously my actual job is a researcher. So this with school tasking, it's mainly about the fun. And if the kids have fun, that's what I'm really interested in. Mm-hmm. But equally, in order to justify my existence as an academic, I do research alongside. Mm-hmm. So we're tracking certain aspects of what the kids are doing. So we track the changes in their legal knowledge, and we track the changes in their perceptions of higher education when they start and at the end of the project. And then we revisit some of these things a year later, how much they still remember about the things that we taught them. But some universities are, this is getting into the complexities of university study, but there is a way in universities of tracking long-term your impact on children and whether or not they then go on to higher education, and mm-hmm. whether or not they go on to study law. It's called a heat tracker. It sounds more exciting than it actually is. And we can input that data. But the problem is there's no causal link. You know, you can't say, yeah, us doing that when they were 9 made them want to go and study. There's so many other influences on them in that time. Yeah. So actually, for me, the most important thing is the most important things for me are twofold. Like, that we do make them think that law is fun, because law is, I'm sure it's the same in the States, it's an elitist profession. It's difficult to get into. You need to have connections. You need to have money to be able to do things like become a barrister. You know, you need to be able to pay for a tenancy and pupillage and this kind of thing. So it's to make people believe that law is for everyone, and we therefore widen access to legal education and also then to the profession. Great. Wouldn't that be magnificent if we get a more diverse judiciary, for example? Brilliant. But that again is this sort of like pipe dream. Mm-hmm. But if we can just make them think law is fun and interesting, that might be the spark that makes them think, oh, law might be something I can study. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. But the other thing we want to do is just build positive connections between universities and their local schools. You know, we just want children to engage with the universities on their doorstep, and quite often the more the fancier the university, the less likely they are to engage with the schools on their doorstep. And I don't, that's not something that I think is a great thing. I think, you know, the universities should be engaging with their local communities and trying to be out in those local communities as much as possible. And that's what we're trying to do, because all of the universities involved, they all work with their local schools. They can't work with schools in other regions. That we just say that's not allowed. You have to work with the schools that are next to you. And so those are the two things that I'm really passionate about, you know, getting them thinking law is fun and it is engaging and it is, you know, it could be for them. But also just thinking that the university on their doorstep is fantastic. And if they go on to study law at university, great. And if they think university is not for them, great. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? It's just that we've planted that idea that It is, if they want to, it's there. They're capable. And genuinely, kids are amazing. They're so good. They should replace Greg. Don't tell Greg I said that. But they're so good.
Hang
They're
on.
so good at like
Oh my
reasoning.
word.
You know, they're genuinely, they will like understand a point of detailed reasoning in a way that I think just adults don't, because they're so driven by rationality, I think, one of the main things, but mainly fairness. They've got this innate sense of fairness that we all lose when we become adults, don't we?
Yeah.
Everything, you know, you just don't have that sense of really, oh, this isn't fair. So yeah, kids are brilliant. I love kids. They're
Yeah.
brilliant. Honestly,
Just
they're so good at
sorry.
this stuff. Sorry, don't, I don't mean that Greg should be fired. I take
Yeah,
it
that's not the official Taskmaster education line
back.
on Greg's role as Taskmaster. We still very much
We love Greg.
believe in Greg as our
Greg
leader.
can, I suppose he can keep his job. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna incur the wrath of Greg now, haven't I?
Check the inbox.
Now, obviously, Alex is in charge of writing the tasks for the main show. So, is it you guys that write the tasks for Taskmaster Education? And how does that process work?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a sort of team effort, I suppose. It very much starts with Alex, as in the show. So that's absolutely where we get a lot of our inspiration from, as well as the books and the board game and the cards and everything else in the Taskmaster universe. So there's that feeds into it. There's also the other series as well. We have the national curriculum here, so as a primary school teacher, I have to teach certain skills, and I know, so I will come at it with a, oh, actually we do need to cover this in the history curriculum in year six, so actually if I can weave in a bit of that, there's a bit of that going on. There's an awful lot that goes into the mixing pot. My process, and it might be slightly different for Ali actually, because we tend to, like, when we're struck by inspiration, we might write an episode of Taskmaster Club each and then go a bit of back and forth with it and tweak the wording or just bin something because
Yeah,
one
the
of us
other
didn't
person
really
goes, I
like
don't know what this means.
it. Yeah. You are aware that's absolutely rubbish, right? We try and be vaguely kind to each other when we're doing that, but also don't sort of accept if we're not happy with it, we won't, you know, if it's not right, we will just keep going with it. So there's a lot that goes into the melting pot. For me, I think I do start with the show. Because the main task in the show is what we base it comes from a clip. Sorry, main task in Taskmaster Club is based on a clip from the show. I will start with that, and I think, okay, what they've done on the show, can I do it exactly? Can I tweak it to make it work with lots of different age children? And then from that, we'll go. That will then tell me what the theme of that episode's going to be. So it might be that it's a music task. Okay, so we're going to have some other music tasks around that. So the episode becomes a music specific episode of Taskmaster Club. It might be about history. It might be a more of a physical one, or it might be completely random and be all about plastic bags, or just depending on what the task is. And so we have different themes, sometimes very much curriculum based, others just random and task mastery. But I think that's my process. Is it much different for you, Ali?
No, I think it's pretty similar. In a way, though, I think it's probably, in a very minor way, spoil us watching Taskmaster, because we are constantly watching Taskmaster and thinking, could we use this? And we'll be
Right.
WhatsApping each other and be like, this would be a great task for the club. But then sometimes there was the one that springs to mind was
I
the
know where you're going.
puppet that Alex make the best puppet assistant for Al, and we both messaged him, this
Oh,
would
this
be
would
a
be great.
great task, and then every single thing was entirely inappropriate for children. Like all of
Oh,
the contestants did
If
something
the
hideously inappropriate, and I was like, right, okay, well, we
yeah.
better scratch that one
If
then.
there's one or two inappropriate attempts, we can edit them out or we can
But
tweak
when
it.
all five
But
are,
if
that's
all of them
tricky,
are just
yeah.
completely, you know, there's just yes, it was a non-starter,
But anyway, I mean,
unfortunately.
it's. I think we're both sitting there, aren't we, just thinking, "Oh, that'd be a good one. Oh, that'd be a good one," and liaising about it. So in some ways, it's making us watch it more closely, and in other ways, we're probably
Because
ruining the galactic
yeah,
viewing experience.
but
But
it is important to us that it is linked to the show, and it's not just, we're not just going, oh, I've done this fun thing in my class, or I saw this thing at a scout jamboree or whatever. We're getting inspiration from Taskmaster because it needs to be authentic to Taskmaster, for us, but also for the Taskmaster universe. Because if we were doing stuff that was completely unrelated to what was going on the show, and it wasn't authentic with Greg and Alex and the feel of the show, then it wouldn't be Taskmaster Education. So it needs to be definitely based on what's going on the screen. Mm-hmm.
We borrow a lot of tasks from the show, but then one time the show borrowed one of our tasks, and we were absolutely delighted, weren't we?
That's so exciting.
Well, I don't know, has that ever been officially acknowledged, or do we just tell ourselves that? I'm not sure.
Well, it was exactly the same task, so I think
which one was it?
It was the recreate a famous painter. It was brilliant. They all did brilliant.
Oh, I loved that.
And they all did,
honestly,
and we did
honestly,
that one
is one of my all-time favorite tasks of all time, because they were so good.
They were so good. I mean, they were all like five, weren't they?
Yeah.
Maybe got four and all the rest got five.
It was.
But when we saw, we were actually at the studio for that, I think.
Yeah.
And when it came up, we were like,
I remember this. Where have I heard this before? We wrote it. Yeah.
So that was cool. That was good.
That's awesome. That was such a gorgeous. I mean, the one that Emma did, I'm still
it was beautiful.
Obsessed. Yeah.
So beautiful. I mean, they were just so good, weren't they?
Yeah.
Spectacular. Yeah.
So clearly, I mean, obviously Taskmaster is a very UK thing, especially the Greg and Alex one, and obviously there are different iterations of it across the world. Are there any plans for taking Taskmaster Education to other countries, such as the United States or Australia, or like any other countries outside of the UK?
Yeah. So yes and no. So Taskmaster Club is available in all of those territories. So we do have schools in the US, in Canada, in Australia, in Germany, in Asia, like all over the shop. People are running Taskmaster Club. So it can be done there. But we at the moment don't have any plans to recreate it because it's such an Alex thing.
Mm-hmm.
Taskmaster is huge in Scandinavia, for example, but not the Greg and Alex version.
Yeah.
So we would have to, there would need to be some sort of reshoot with the local Taskmaster's assistant,
right,
making the tasks and things like that in that language. We'd love to do that. It's not something on the agenda at the moment. We were fortunate enough in the summer, we did a show at the Edinburgh Fringe, and we had some guest Taskmasters. So Mark Watson from series four, five.
But I might be wrong.
I want to say five. I'm going to take TK's word for it. I feel like TK knows best. Maybe. But
I mean,
Mark,
I'm not claiming to know best.
Okay.
I bow down to greater knowledge.
Yeah. So Mark Watson was one of our Taskmasters in Edinburgh. And the other one was Paul Williams from New Zealand. And okay.
They were both brilliant.
Oh,
brilliant.
My gosh.
Brilliant Taskmasters. They really owned it.
Yeah, he's so well cast. You know, you can't recreate Alex, and he is himself and he is authentic, but brilliant. I really like the New Zealand version actually as well.
It's so good.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a crush on that Taskmaster guy as well. My word.
He's very attractive. Jeremy Wells.
Jeremy Wells, yes. Yeah. My word.
Mm-hmm.
What a presence. Yes. Sorry. Sidebar.
You digress, James.
I really do. It doesn't often happen. But Paul was great. Paul was lovely. And again, like Alex, just as lovely as you'd hope. So yeah, it would be wonderful to do different versions around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, you're stuck with the Alex version.
Yeah.
But you can do that anywhere as well. So,
well, that's good to know. Yeah. Recently, Taskmaster Education ran a raffle to help raise funds for the program. Is there any way that listeners and watchers can help support the program, or are any other raffles planned for anytime soon?
That's probably a me question. So the raffle, again, this is where we have to be careful with the differentiating between Taskmaster Education and school tasking. So school tasking is a not-for-profit. It's very much funded. I'm like Oliver Twist sometimes going around, sort of trying to do fundraising or trying to get sponsorship or trying to kind of raise research funds in a way to be able to do it. So, yeah, the raffle was, it was so kind. I mean, Alex essentially said that he would offer that as a prize. What a prize! You know, you get to go to the Taskmaster house, you get to have a cup of tea with Alex, like every Taskmaster fan's dream. So it was a massive thank you to Alex for that. I mean, mm-hmm. it allowed us to continue this year on the same trajectory. It allowed us to move kids around the country and to feed these kids when they come to the events and do everything else. So,
The raffle, you should really clarify that you are moving them around the country to go to Taskmaster to school tasking. You weren't just
not child trafficking.
No, we weren't just child trafficking kids. Yeah. In the name, it's what Greg wanted.
Okay, yeah, I'll clarify that point. To put children on coaches to have a lovely day out when they need to go to events around the country. Thank you, James. That saves a headline splash. So we're hoping that we can do that. You know, going forward, using, because the Avalon are really generous in allowing us to kind of support the project through a variety of different ways, in licensing the brand for us to use and in supporting us with that kind of thing. So watch this space. I'm hoping that we might be able to do something similar again. And the lucky winner, I'm sure the visit must be happening next month or the month after, so we'll look forward to hearing how it goes. But yeah, it was a very popular thing, and if I mean, there's not really a way of donating or supporting in that way, but when, you know, when raffles are open, spreading the word and, mm-hmm. and buying tickets, and it all helps. It does allow us to continue doing what we're doing and giving these kids such an amazing experience. So
yeah, sounds good. I did buy a few tickets, even though I was like, I'm not flying all the way to England just to have tea.
So many US entries. We had so many.
If you'd I'm won amazed. Though if you'd won, you would have had come. A serious chat with yourself.
I would ask myself whether it was possible to just fly over for a weekend, and whether I would hate myself for my travel time being longer than the time I'd spend in the country.
The absolutely crazy thing was, though, was that the winner was UK based,
yeah,
but all five winning contestants entries were from the US.
Wow.
And I was like, what are the chances of that? It was all very above board because we had to have a gambling license and we had to record everything and we videoed ourselves doing it. We used mm-hmm. like a random number generator and everything else. So
yeah,
but it was unbelievable. Five US runners up and one UK winner. So
yeah. Now, this podcast specifically, we're a fan podcast, but we also talk a lot about the transformative works that the Taskmaster fandom creates, such as fan art and, you know, like, the puppets and stuff. I mean, I'm sure you've seen, like, the little crochet Greg and Alex and everything.
Well,
all of that kind of stuff. So either through Taskmaster education or more broadly as a fan of the show, have you come across any Taskmaster fan works that have really stood out to you, and or do you have any favorites?
Well, yeah, the crocheted Gregs and Alexes are ours. They're the school tasking mascots. If the ones
yeah,
that you're
that's right.
referring to are like the yeah. ones that, are, that Alex, yeah, yeah, Alex yeah. has been photographed with on a few occasions. So they are made by a brilliant friend of mine who I said to her one day, I'd like a crocheted Alex Horn, please. Can you do that? And she's so talented. I'll show you these as well. I'm an absolute geek.
Is this Bridgerton?
I'm going to show you. She made these as well. This is the tiny Colin and Penelope.
They're so good.
They're so good, right? So she makes these Alex Horns. She made one or two because we give them away to the kids at the final. If uh-huh. they win school task and they get to take the Alex to their classroom, you know, as like a uh-huh. memento of the day. Yeah.
Nice.
And then we got a new Alex. But she's getting a bit fed up, I think, of making Alexes.
Oh, no.
But she did make the Greg as well. So we have a Greg and Alex has a Greg. But we don't actually do much with the Gregs. But she keeps having to make Alexes and changing up their socks and stuff.
That's so cute.
And she does sell the patterns for those. So
that's good to know.
She's And I can put a link on our social media to her pattern. So there's that. And then we also have, I don't know if you've seen the little needle felted ones.
Yes.
So Jo Sinton Hewitt, who you may be familiar with, she's been on Jack Bernhard's podcast because she was famous for lunchbox tasks. Are you familiar with the lunchbox tasks?
Mm-mm.
So she became famous in Taskmaster fandom for putting little, she'll be really embarrassed that I'm talking about, but she put little tasks in her son's lunchboxes.
Oh, that's so cute.
So they would go off to school and then they'd have this task. And
yeah.
She was kind of famous on the Taskmaster world for this. She went on the podcast. And she's one of these brilliant, but she's a person who I think is really good example of just, if you want to do something, just put yourself out there. Because she got in touch with us to say, are there any jobs going at Taskmaster Education? I'd love to get involved.
Yeah.
And there are, I mean, James and I are a very small team. There aren't jobs at Taskmaster Education. I'm very sorry. Quite a few people do.
Yeah. Don't encourage that.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm really sorry. We don't have jobs at Taskmaster Education. But I did say, but I do have, I am looking for a school tasking coordinator. Would you be interested in doing that? And she's been doing the role now for, this is her second year, for 2 years. And she is brilliant. She's the most efficient person. She just gets the project. She's so creative. And she makes the little needle felted Alexes that she sells on her Etsy store.
Nice.
So if you want a little needle, she sent loads of the things to America. I think she's still, most of them have gone to America, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
But she's the kind of person that, you know, and she found that really hard to do. She did something called Mark Watson had some decade. Mark Watson's Brave Decade, put on your brave hat from something like that. She went on that podcast as well. But it was through that she was like, I'm just going to message and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And now she, you know, she's firmly in the Taskmaster world. You
nice.
Know?
Yeah. Do you know if she was the one that made the five from series 7 and they live in the little birdcage in the caravan?
No, she didn't. I don't know who made those, actually. We'd have to ask Alex who made those. They've been there for ages, but she makes the little needle felted one because we use them in school tasking as well, where mm-hmm. they have to, one of the tasks in the regional finals is the kids have to crack a code to get Alex out of the key safe. So they have to release tiny little Alex Horn from the key safe.
That's so cute.
So she keeps having to make these, and he gets squashed in the key safe, and then she has to fix it. He goes to the field hospital and he gets fixed up, and then he's back again.
But
one of the other fan art things that was lovely was, and you might know these people, they may have been at your Taskmaster convention in New York, was the stained glass.
Yes, they were.
So I made their day because I clocked those stained glass things in the Taskmaster house. They were—I don't know if you saw them, James. They were sitting on the table, and I was like, "God, they're beautiful."
Yeah,
and
gorgeous.
Then I saw them on Blue Sky. They'd posted on Blue Sky, mm-hmm. and I was like, "Ah, I saw these in the Taskmaster house. They were really stunning. Well done, you."
Yeah.
And they were like, "What?
Yeah,
what?"
Well, that's funny because I think I okay. So that might have been you because okay. So at the premiere, they were like, "Can we just?" Pause for a second to bring out these stained glass portraits of ourselves because what is even happening? And they like brought them out, and then like another person had gifted them like a stained glass rubber duck. And Greg was like, let me be clear, these were different people that have made these things. Like, we have been gifted two separate things of stained glass. And then, yeah, so we got to see them and they were gorgeous. And then we were asking in our little group chat, like, where do you think those stained glass things ended up? And I think somebody saw your reply on the Blue Sky post saying that they're in the house. And I was like, they're
and
in the
Alex,
house.
And then Alex jumped in as well. So I sent him a message being like, look, these were in the house and they're really delighted. And he, because he's such a good egg, jumped in and said, these are brilliant.
Yeah.
The other person I feel I should give a shout out to, Taskmaster creator, is Kimberly of No Context Coloring. Are you familiar with Kimberly, who does the coloring books?
I
she
don't
does Taskmaster
think so.
Unofficial coloring books. But I commissioned Kimberly as well. I'm a big fan of commissioning people to do stuff rather than throwing money at like Amazon or any other big company. I really like supporting small businesses and creators to make stuff. We pay them well, you know. I don't want to just have a lot of chat surrounded. The project surrounded by Tat. So this year for the regional finals, Kimberly made amazing Taskmaster light boxes. Again,
oh,
for the kids.
Oh,
to
wait,
take
I do know who you're talking about because
yeah.
I saw them and they're gorgeous.
They're gorgeous. And honestly, oh. they were such a spectacle at the finals. We would set them up. I'd have my Taskmaster timer and I'd set up the light boxes and be like, you guys get to win this if you take it back to your classroom. And they loved it. Yeah. So she's another brilliant yeah. maker. So genuinely, if you're a Taskmaster creator out there, you know, we'd love to see what you're creating because we do, like, as a person who runs the project, I have the ability to add these wonderful elements into it, you know, and support businesses along the way, as I say, instead of, you know, buying stuff from big online shops. We love to support small businesses and what they're doing. It's great. So show us what you got. And yes. we also, the other lovely aspect of it is shout out to Phil Gemmett, who is involved in the project and is he works in the engineering department at Warwick. He 3D prints. So the kids for the prize task for the Champion of Champions, they create a trophy out of craft materials that I send them, like polystyrene ball and toilet roll and, you know, gold paper and this and that. They make a trophy. And then Phil, my amazing colleague, makes that into the real trophy for the next year. The
oh,
winning trophy
cool.
is like manufactured,
that's
3D
awesome.
Printed into a real trophy.
Yeah.
And the kids love it. They're like, we designed the trophy.
Oh, that's adorable.
So yeah. Yeah, we'd love to hear from, like, message us at the School Tasking social media apps. If social media apps, that's your buddy daddy. Social, social media pages.
Yes.
we'd love to see what you guys create because we do. We love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, yeah, those light boxes were so pretty. And
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. yeah.
Do you get,
very
do you get the feeling, Kimberly. Do you get the feeling Greg and Alex are really leaning into that now as well, like particularly like with the fan fiction? Like I feel like before they used to be a bit embarrassed about it, and now they're like this series particularly, they're definitely like leaning in and playing to that relationship.
Yeah,
and,
well,
encouraging it.
When Alex came on this podcast, the first question I asked was, "Let's talk about fanfic," and he said, "Finally."
<That was brave. laughs>
No, and to be fair, I had emailed him beforehand being like, is it okay if we talk about fanfic? Because I don't want to cross any boundaries or anything. And he basically said, what boundaries? but yeah, yeah, I mean, I did ask him, you know, if it's something that him and Greg, like, are actively doing now that they know it is out there and that it exists. And he claims that they don't, but I'm not sure
have you seen the outtake? Was it the last week's episode? I think there were some outtakes.
Yes.
That I think Greg was consciously playing up to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he actually says that line in his current tour show. I don't know if
right.
you know this. It's a whole bit that was thrown up online, which is the only reason I know it, obviously, because I can't go to, you know, his shows. But it's like a, you know how some you can like type something in Google and it'll autofill the questions you're trying to ask? And so one of his bits is that he has a slide up and it says, you know, are Greg and Alex in love? And he says, no, but, and then he says the thing that he says in the outtake.
The thing he said in the outtake.
Yeah.
yeah.
And,
right.
and
okay.
I asked Alex when he was on here, have you seen Greg's show, because I wanted to ask him, like, what are your thoughts on this? because those are some choice words. And he said, I haven't gone to Greg's show yet, but I am planning to. And I was like, okay, well, I won't spoil anything. So I just left it there. Little did I know that Greg had already told him, you know, months beforehand. I was like, oh man.
Oh, he says it every week, I'm sure to him. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think that we as Taskmaster fans, and especially the folks that write the fan fiction, are very lucky in that they seem to just love it and just roll with it, you know, because I'm sure
yeah.
a lot of people would be like, I don't want to even know that that exists. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to think about it. You know, I don't want to hear it. But they will bring it up. Greg, especially nowadays, will bring
yeah.
it up on of his own accord, because at the Series 19 premiere in New York City, I think the question was, because they did a Q&A, and one of the questions was, Greg, can you pick up Alex, please? And he was like, you guys are so weird. But he picks up Alex, puts him down, sits down, and he's like, you know, there's a lot of fan fiction written about it. Like, no prompt for this at all. It was so funny. But yeah, I think they're really rolling with it these days, and it's
they're leaning in.
Yeah, I don't know what goes through their heads or how much direction they're given with it, because whoever's running their socials is really leaning into it. Like, I don't know if you saw the Valentine's Day thing that they put out, but it was like, we hope you find the Greg to your Alex, and I was like, okay. Yeah, couples goals.
Is it a healthy relationship?
That's a good couple? Point, actually.
Yeah. I don't know which way you'd like. Yeah, maybe.
Well, yeah.
But
don't think about it too much.
Best not to do a deep dive right now. Yeah. Oh man, but yeah. Well, thank you both so much for coming on and, you know, talking about all of your interactions and Taskmasters. I mean, it sounds so much fun, and it sounds like you're so lucky to be able to just do that as your job now, because
it is honestly, TK, we just get to have loads of fun every day, and it's so different every day as well.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah,
we're, and he's all right to work with sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not great as Brits at sort of bigging ourselves up, and so whenever I talk about it, it feels like I'm just showing off,
right?
Like, because I'm, yeah, we're lucky, it's a great job to have, it's a real privilege.
You always put it down, don't you? You're like,
it's nothing, but yeah, it's great. It is great. It's a one of a kind type thing. So yeah, we are really fortunate. And yeah, if there are any educators over in the States that want to get involved with Taskmaster Education, and please do look us up, taskmastereducation.com, and drop us a line at info@taskmastereducation.com, and we'll happily talk to any school leaders or district educator people, and we'll tell them the impact that it can have on young people. And it is a lot of fun, but it's not just a lot of fun. There's a lot more to it than that as well. So
yeah,
we're also we're on all the platforms, aren't we?
All the
old social media platforms you can find us on.
The social medias. Yes. Yeah, we're everywhere. Yeah, indeed.
And thanks for having us, TK. It's been lovely to chat to you.
Yeah, you
absolutely
too.
Yeah,
all right, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye.
And once again, that was Dr. Ali Struthers and James Blake Lobb on Taskmaster Education. Find out more about it in the links in the episode description. This episode ran extra long, so visit our Patreon for the full, uncut interview, and don't forget to subscribe for weekly episodes.